Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. I'll start by reciting a quick ayah really quickly. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is actually a continuation of a conversation that Sheikh Abdul Nasir had that I tried to disturb before. And I am only going to take that conversation a little bit further. He talked about the name of Allah being sanctified and it not being open to ridicule, and how in our popular culture now there are shows and comedians and, you know, these figures, even probably people in your own like college or school or whatever, that say obnoxious things about Allah or the religion, specifically Islam nowadays because it's a popular target, but generally even religion and prophets, and they think nothing of it. Allah gave us very particular instructions in the Quran on what our reaction should be. And He actually gave us the consequences of not taking His advice on this issue seriously. So He says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. We've already or for sure sent down upon you in the law, in the book. And إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا. That whenever you hear the ayat of Allah, meaning revelation, being disbelieved in, it's being ridiculed. أَوْ يُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا. It's being ridiculed. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. That don't sit with them. Which implies that before this, you know, before you were sitting with those people, you were with the people that were, you know, possibly non-believers, and they don't really necessarily hold the values that you hold. So there's nothing wrong with sitting with those people. First of all, that's what we learn. There's nothing wrong with being in their company. How are they supposed to know even what Islam is, what it means that it exists, how it's exhibited in a person's character if you don't sit with them, if you're not with them. But when they turn to this, when they turn to ridiculing the ayat of Allah, the revelation, and they disbelieve in it, they openly start, you know, talking about, you know, their criticisms of it, etc., in a condescending fashion, then it is mandated upon you that you have to walk away from that. You cannot be a part of that. Now, somebody might hear that and think, well, then how are you supposed to engage in conversation and debate with people like that? Well, this is the context of this ayah is about a company. Like, you're with a bunch of people that are all just going off. When people get together, they get more ignorant. If you're with one person and you're having a conversation, it can actually be productive. But when you're outnumbered and people are having this kind of talk, and there's no way you can actually have real impact in that conversation. The intelligent thing to do is to walk away from that conversation and not dignify your sensitivity and your, you know, sense of respect for revelation should just be enough for you to not be part of that anymore, or not let that slide. Not just keep sitting there and say, it's okay, you know what, this guy's ignorant, he said something, but no big deal. Allah says it is a big deal. And why does He say it is a big deal? You know, you would think it's not really that big of a problem. The biggest issue here is sensitivity. In other words, when Muslims, when we hear something being said about our deen, it's directly affecting my dignity. It's like the dignity of Islam is my dignity. They're one and the same. I don't separate myself from my religion. So when it's being insulted, I'm insulted. And so if you start thinking Islam's being insulted but I'm not, you've actually kind of separated yourself from the deen. It's a separation between you and the religion, you and the revelation. And that's not a good thing. And so at this point, your sensitivity drops. And you know, in the beginning, it may be that people say things here and there and you don't really, it bothers you, but you don't say anything. Later on, it stops bothering you. And that's a pretty good sign that you no longer have reverence and regard for revelation that you once had. Your guard has gone down. And if that happens, how are you ever going to benefit from these words? How are you going to really see them as the treasure that they, for the treasure that they really are? So now Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. If you do keep sitting there, no doubt about it, in that case, you are just like them. You are an equal, you know, partner in crime. Now look at this. These are people that are mocking, making fun of Allah's words. So obviously he's enraged with them. But now he's saying, my attitude towards you is the same as mine is towards them. You're all together now. Why? He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَا جَمِيعًا اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. He says, you know, no doubt about it, it is Allah. He will be gathering hypocrites and disbelievers in hell together. فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. Why did he say that? Because these are disbelievers that are poking fun at the ayat of Allah. And the one whose spine didn't cringe, whose heart didn't enrage, who couldn't, you know, who didn't get offended and kept sitting there and wanting to listen more, even though he claims to be a believer, he could be nothing but a hypocrite. You want to be with them now? You get to be with them in the afterlife too. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. This is how sensitive this matter is. On a closing note, I want to tell you that this is part of a larger concept in the Quran, and that is the concept of dignity. One of the most essential things that human beings, or the most essential values that human beings aspire for themselves, is dignity. You want to be respected, you want to be treated with respect, and you should give respect to others. Actually, even on Judgment Day, one of our primary du'as is, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Don't humiliate us on the Day of Resurrection. I mean, there's the fire to worry about, and you know, there's punishment and damnation and eternity to worry about, and part of that prayer still is, don't humiliate us. Our dignity, our sense of respect is as much a part of our well-being as is being away from the fire. It's like, you know, Allah puts those things together. So, and since our dignity is connected with the dignity of the Qur'an, the dignity of this deen, we are supposed to be sensitive to these things. And, you know, as a, you know, the reference to other shows were made in Abdul Nasser's comments, and I completely agree with them. I would only add that, you know, when these people make fun of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, when they make fun of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, when they make fun of Allah, whatever they make fun of, whoever they make fun of among the prophets, it's not only that Muslims should get offended when they make of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of those are our messengers. All of those are messengers dignified by Allah in our book. We should be equally offended at all of those things. And we shouldn't just say for a couple of good laughs that it's okay, I'm willing to overlook that stuff. I pray that all of you have the sense of dignity and respect that Islam has given you, and you're able to hold on to it, and you're able to become more and more and more sensitive to these kinds of things. Inshallah ta'ala, these things will strengthen our character, strengthen our faith, and give us the courage to speak up when we have to speak up on behalf of our religion. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum. Quran Weekly.